It's 12 o'clock, Newfoundland Standard Time. Stay tuned for The Great Eastern with Paul Moss. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave. This week on The Great Eastern.
Dear Mr. Moss.
Mr. Moss.
Dear Great Eastern.
This is my third complaint.
I yet to receive a response.
You down.
The t-shirt was soiled by.
Concern of my attorney.
I await your reply.
Yours truly.
In despair.
Sincerely yours.
All my love.
Hello, darling. Having a wonderful time. Weather is beautiful, and you are here. XOXO. On today's show, our clarion call is answered, and we are set for liftoff. Listeners' letters rustle expectantly in our swollen bags full of mail. Are you ready for the truth? All this for you with me on The Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine. Welcome all to our annual listeners' letter show. We have received an unprecedented number of queries and requests this season. Several sacks worth, I would say. Is that fair, Erling?
Several large canvas sacks. That's correct.
That's right. You manfully lugged them up to the Great Eastern offices.
I did.
Oh, it's my back, you know. I couldn't. I'd love to.
Yeah.
What? Technician Hollis Duffett has whispered into my headset that I have neglected to introduce my assistant for today, our own award-winning weather watchdog, Erling Biggs.
Well, I think people know me by now.
What do you think?
I do.
You'll want your own show next.
I have World Weather Watch every Sunday at 2 p.m.
I suppose you would call that a show, wouldn't you? As I was saying, tremendous volume of mail, so much of it that we will only sample part of it today. For those whose letters we didn't read...
Now, what did you do with those other letters? The letters, the ones that we're not reading today, what'd you do with them?
Around?
You didn't by chance get Budge Doyle to drive you up into the country so that you could bury them in the woods.
We really should begin if we hope to make any progress. You start.
Well, I must say there's a lot of audience interest about the BCN's continued use of coal-powered transmission.
Who, what, when, where, and why kind of stuff?
Gordon Gilroy of Edmonton, Alberta asks, does the BCN really run from a coal-fired transmitter?
Physical evidence to follow, Gordon.
Don Thiessen of Winnipeg, Manitoba. Is it true that the BCN was once almost converted from a coal-fired to a nuclear-powered transmitter?
Noted.
And Paul Davis from Whitehorse in the Yukon hopes that the coal burned by the BCN is of the high-quality, low-sulfur variety, and that the BCN's antique boilers have been retrofitted with the latest in pollution control technologies.
Yeah, right, okay. Well, I sent an inter-office memo to Cliff Hawkel, chief engineer at the coal-fired transmitter up on Mount Sio, with these interests highlighted. In response, he sent back a note and a small zinc canister, the size of a pop can, with a sample of this station's fuel. Now, while I open this, why don't you read the note, Erling?
Engineer Hawko says, the substance we burn up here is more properly referred to as lignite.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Specifically, it is a sodden, high-sulfur, high-lung-kiang, triple-D pig lignite.
And here it is.
Yeah. It's brown.
It's brown, and it has a flaky or a dusty...
The note continues. It doesn't burn that easily, which is why we employ a dual combustion system. The water that feeds the steam boilers turns hydroelectric turbines as it makes its way to the furnace. This electric power heats three...
Let me finish this. This electric power heats three 19-meter sodium-mercury coils that... that cook the lignite before it smolders in the Krupp's Funkenshite Kalkriesig Hochofen. Erling, please.
It isn't efficient, but it is inexpensive. Paul, put a cover on that stuff.
Oh, God. It's all over my glasses. It's going to take a week to clean this place up. Let's see if I can find the next letter here.
thanks a lot.
I'm sorry about that. All right. Jerry Fredericks from Turtle Creek, New Brunswick, wrote to inquire. Paul, are you an analog or a digital man?
That's short and to the point, Paul.
Well, Jerry, my own experience in this regard parallels that of the BCN itself. Unsatisfactory encounters with the digital delusion have brought me back. I am analog all the way. I did like that quadraphonic thing, though, there for a while.
Mm, yeah. Here's a letter from a listener in Calgary, Phil Good by name, and she writes, "So, Paul, heard from Avril Benoit lately?"
Do I sense a certain skepticism in your voice there, Erlen?
I think you do. I know I would.
Well, Phil, things with Avril and I are, why don't we just give her a call?
Bonjour, Avril here. Sorry I can't come to the phone right now, but please leave a message after the beep.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, not to worry, not to worry. Hi, Avril. It's me, Paul. You can pick up the phone. Hi, Avril.
Hi, Paul. Wait, I'm here. Oh. Good to hear from you. Are you in town again?
No, I'm calling from St. John's.
Oh.
Now, Avril, we're on the air, I should warn you.
Uh-oh.
Hi, Avril. It's Erling here.
Erling?
Biggs, he's nobody you'd know. But we got a letter from a listener. We're doing that listener's letters thing I was telling you about.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, and somebody wanted to know if I'd heard from you lately.
Oh, you have, and you will.
Thanks for the corroboration, Avril. Let's talk.
I'll call tonight, Polly.
Bye.
Oh, I've got your reading glasses here. Shall I send them down?
No, that's okay. I'll pick them up. Bye.
Bye.
Next, Erling?
Polly.
It's just a kind of a nickname kind of thing.
Yeah, rather chummy, isn't it?
Well, we've become good friends. That's all.
Come on, kids! Come on up Gander Bay Way. Come on up to Uncle Jack's Shack.
Uncle Jack's? Genuine Spruce Beer. That's the ticket.
It's fun for the whole family.
Oh, what? Jesus, boy, she's so gassy.
The fur is flying, and Warden Coombs is in hot pursuit.
Jack Fitzpatrick, I've got a note here from the Department of Health.
Let him have it, kid.
Every Saturday at 1, Uncle Jack's Shack, only on BCN.
We're back. You're listening to The Great Eastern, and today is our annual Listener's Letter Show. Joining me to answer your mail is Erling Biggs.
And Greer Johnson of Ottawa, Ontario, emails, "Dear Paul, if I may be so bold, would you mind explaining the origin of your attraction to feminine footwear?"
Isn't everybody attracted to a pleasant pump, a beautiful boot, a slimming sandal, or a wacky Vivienne Westwood,
the origin of the attraction is what we're looking for.
It goes all the way back to my childhood. One of my very first memories is about baby shoes, and it's a very enjoyable one. My Aunt Betty putting my little booties on when I played with one of her slippers. Very rewarding. This next missive is from June Kipple of Saskatoon, and she writes,
"Dear Paul, didn't I see you once on Front Page Challenge? I can't remember whether you were the mystery guest or a panelist or what the story was. Were you, or am I nuts, like my kids tell me?" That's June Kipple of Saskatoon.
No, June, you are not nuts. Yes, I was once the mystery guest on Front Page Challenge. We'd love to play some tape of that program, but unfortunately, CBC Archives...
Paul, not so fast. In fact, queued up and ready to go, we do have the audio portion of that show. Not showing much enthusiasm. Peter Zosky, incidentally, was a guest panelist. Hollis, let's hear it.
But he was there.
Was violence involved at all?
Violence was involved.
So, it happened in Canada and the U.S.
Sort of.
You said this is a legal story.
And how?
Is it a narcotics-related story?
Oh, boy.
Is this Paul Moth?
You got it.
Canadian screenwriter deported from the United States. Following an armed standoff with Los Angeles police, a Canadian citizen working in Hollywood as a screen and television writer was shot 6 times. Soon after, he was expelled from the country. Please welcome Paul Moth.
That's fine, Hollis. Thank you very much.
No, but it gets better.
Must we?
If you would advance the tape about 7 minutes, Hollis, we'll get to the bit that I really like.
Why'd you come on the show if you're going to dodge all the tough questions?
Hey, Fred, how about calling off your dogs here?
Answer the damn question.
What about your dirty book, Pierre? Why don't we talk about that?
Listen, pal.
That's Paul, and I'm not your pal.
What do you mean it doesn't?
That will be sufficient, Hollis.
Well, he gave you a good going over.
You know, Gordon Sinclair had the gruff exterior, but Betty Kennedy and Pierre, those two were the real tough customers.
What about Zosky?
He was starting a television project, and where I was just back from L.A., he was very interested in any pointers I could offer.
No, you gave him a hand?
Told him everything I knew.
Hello, I'm Rita Malloy with some BCN community announcements. The numbing blue glow of daytime television, swapping prescription meds, rollies, a basement room in a boarding house on Malta Street. Sound familiar? Then you might want to help form a Rabbit Town Association of Layabouts. Persons interested can meet late Monday afternoon at Hibbs Grocery and Confectionery. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of St. John's needs a miracle. Just one more, and they will be able to petition the Vatican for the beatification of Father Joseph Jiggs O'Reilly, the dancing priest. If you have recovered spontaneously from a disease or malady, found a long-lost object or loved one due to the intercession of Father Jiggs, or have seen a latent image of Father Jiggs, please phone the Roman Catholic Episcopal Corporation at 725-3670. And Avalon Mothers for a Moment's Peace are holding their weekly get-together at 8 Tuesday evening in the all-purpose room of St. Matthew's Parish Hall. Topics on the agenda include ranking the summer camps. Is a 3-month stay too long for the kids? How to disappear in your own home? And a survey of tracking callers for the family. The group adjourns to the Tiki Meow Lounge at 10:30 for gins and a full-out, no-holds-barred bitch session. Avalon Mothers for a Moment's Peace. For the love of God, will you please shut up? Those are some announcements. The BCN, serving the community for over 60 years.
Time now for the contest portion of the Great Eastern, and to mark the occasion of this co-host communion with our listeners, I have agreed to hand over the honors to Mr. Biggs, Erling.
Okay, and away we go with What's That Noise from Newfoundland. We've got a lot of guesses to choose from, but first, Hollis, I believe... What?
Nothing.
No, come on, what?
Well, I don't know, the introduction seemed a bit colorless, that's all.
All right. Yahoo, everyone. It's time to play the contest to end all contests. What is that noise from Newfoundland? How's that?
Where we
play an actual sonic sample of our Fear Island and ask you to identify it in exchange for a beauteous bit of BCN bounty.
Not bad.
Sound Man Supreme, Hollis Duffett, let's hear it. And now we reach down, way down.
Friendly giant.
Into the mailbag, and we come up with a letter.
Just saying, you can't do that.
Can't do what?
You said you were reaching way down, but you just took that right off the top.
I did not.
You don't take this contest seriously, do you?
Not really.
Put the letter back.
Oh, come on, Paul.
That's it. I'm taking over.
Don't believe this.
A host has a sacred trust with the audience, especially when
All right. Putting the letter back. I'm drawing another letter from near the top. And this one is an email from Patricia Pepin of Bromont, Quebec. And she muses, what's that noise? I once found a small raccoon that seemed to be struggling to get out of a mud hole. I grabbed it by the back of the neck. Then it made the most scary noise I ever heard out of an animal. No need to say that I ran away faster than my goosebumps. Well, great specific guess called from personal experience. Mm-hmm. Hollis? No, I'm sorry, Patricia. That noise is not a raccoon. In fact, am I right, Paul? There are no raccoons on our island.
I believe you are right about that.
Hmm. Okay, get your writing tools ready. I'm going to give you the address very soon. But first, Hollis, can we hear that Terra Nova tumult one more time? If you think you can correctly identify that sound, write us at the What's That Noise from Newfoundland contest, care of the BCN, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, A1C1H5. Or you can send us an email at greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca.
Hmm. That was very adequate, Erling. Here's Eliza Carthy with 10,000 Miles.
There you are, my own true love.
Biggs and I are back with more listeners' letters. Bill Cameron of CBC News World International Report. Is that another one of those new national newspapers?
It's a television news magazine. News World is the CBC's cable news network.
What channel is that?
20.
Oh, it's a shame. The dial on my television only goes up to 12. I'm told I require something called a convertor.
Or a TV made after 1979, perhaps.
The old KF Reichspiktabulator is working just fine. Thank you very much. We have digressed.
As is our wont.
Bill Cameron. God, that name is very familiar.
Well, he writes that during a recent hunt for a Newfoundland panelist for his show...
Jeez, I'd love to be on national TV.
Quote, I presented your name to a meeting of CBC management. One senior producer tabled a file that had your name on it. Contained within were a sheaf of perhaps 20 pages and an envelope of photographs. I am quite certain that I saw one document whose letterhead bore the symbol of the President of the Republic of Mexico.
Oh, no.
There were at least three index cards attached that were stamped, Agency Asset, Do Not Reveal. The senior producer then declared that your talents were best respected from afar. Can you shed any light at all on any of this? And that's signed, Bill Cameron.
Yeah, well, that's a bit of a mix-up there. I certainly don't want anyone laboring under the misapprehension that I actually worked for the CIA. How to explain it, though? Well, back when I was in Mexico, the CIA were helping the ruling party by assassinating some liberal opposition members in Jalisco State, and they tried to frame me for a few of the hits.
How?
They were going to have me walking around town, covered in blood, holding onto a gun, that sort of thing. Pretty simple.
And how would they get you to do this?
Well, they laced my midday mezcal cocktails with massive doses of LSD. It's an old CIA stunt.
And?
Well, it didn't make much difference, my mental state at the time being what it was, you understand, and the... Oh, wait, I remember Bill Cameron? El Gran Cameron? The Big Shrimp? He was the agency's man in Guadalajara! Imagine. So he's in Toronto now, huh? Well, Bill, if you're listening... Tenga mucho cuidado, mi pequeño camarón. Pero mucho cuidado.
Okay, here's some snail mail from Kerry McGregor of Castlegar, B.C., right down by the old U.S. border.
I get a chill every time I hear those words.
Kerry writes, Dear Paul, love your show. Some friends and I have a sort of informal Great Eastern fan club.
Oh, it's great. A lot of those are springing up, isn't it?
I've even converted some friends who had never listened to anything but the CBC's main competition here, KNTZ out of Spokane. Just wondering, how are your ratings, and are they improving? That's from Kerry McGregor in Castlegar.
Paul? Interesting question, Kerry, but where this is public radio, ratings don't really matter.
Oh, yeah, right.
And frankly, I don't pay attention to that kind of stuff. I'm told, though, that we do fabulously well across Canada. Anywhere from a 9.4 to a 22 share, better in small and medium markets, with some seasonal fluctuation and huge popularity among the incarcerated. The numbers have been improving consistently, so the Castlegar bump is part of what they call a DWMT, or delayed word-of-mouth trend. Those numbers are accurate within 3 percentage points, 9 times out of 20. Okay, next letter.
No, you didn't mention the local ratings here in St. John's.
Oh, didn't I?
No.
Well, it is true, there's a show here in St. John's that generally... How should I put it?
Annihilates the Great Eastern in the ratings?
Annihilates is a bit strong.
Destroys? Manhandles?
Thank you, Erling. Well, the show is Harvey McCarthy Saturdays on VOZG, a commercial flatu fest that runs opposite us. And, geez, I hate to say it, it captures the lion's share of the market.
Hey, it's a good show.
Oh, please, Erling.
Well, really had a groove going today, actually. I caught a bit of it before we came on today.
What?
Yeah, the technicians down in Master Control, they always have it on.
During my show.
Well, in fact, we could probably hear some now. Hollis, can we just switch the feeds for a second so we can catch a bit of Harvey McCarthy, see what he's up to?
To Harvey McCarthy Saturdays on VOZG.
Radio Buzz! All cock rock on the cock of the rock!
And we are back. Harvey McCarthy here with the sultry Samantha, our featured artist of the week. And what an artist you are, Samantha.
Thanks, Harvey.
And the title of your latest album is Kama Sutra Jam. And what was the inspiration for that?
Lovemaking.
And you certainly show off some exciting new moves in the video. That wild dance you were doing with that guy was all wet.
Well, would you like me to show you that step, Harvey?
What, right now?
Sure, why not?
Here we go, folks. Come on over here. Okay, get a little closer. Oh. Oh, we're just out like this. Oh, Samantha.
And how about this?
Oh, yes. Oh.
There you have it, folks. A little taste of the competition.
For the life of me, I just don't know what people like about that show.
Serving the island for over 60 years, BCN, the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland.
We better move it along, Paul. Getting to the end and stacks of mail to go.
Joe Shaw of Chester, Nova Scotia writes, did you ever catch the culprit responsible for the break-in at your headquarters?
There are several suspects in custody, but the RNC is still awaiting DNA results.
Did you donate to that cause, really?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, I gave them a couple of strands of hair.
Hair? Is that all?
Well, yeah. What more do they need?
I don't know. I had to give them blood, saliva, a whole range of body fluids. Did you get the full body cavity search?
No.
Let that be a lesson to you, kids. Just because a guy's got a record, stay clean.
One here from Jonathan Suzuki Cook.
What happened to the interim weather babe? I mean, Erling's nice and stuff, but I think he somehow lacks the warmth, the charm, the sensuality of the weather babe. Well, I know what you mean, Jonathan. Erling?
I understand that Ms. Cindy LeGros has returned to her position in the advertising field and can be heard on several of the commercial stations in town, pitching cars and building supplies and the like.
Ooh, tone, Erling, tone. Oh, time to go to the short snappers.
Okay, Joe Muller from Southern Ontario writes, so, Paul, are you actually using your thinks to do tattoo?
Yes, I am, Joe. It's a... God, look, I forgot Mom's pills again.
Damien Cambay of NWT inquires, Paul, is it possible that you used to work as a male exotic dancer in the days before your recovery?
Yes, Damien, it is possible. I'm missing 2 years of my life. That's a good lead. Thanks for that. Lots of female inquiries here about Mr. Biggs, all along the lines of this one from Mary Jane Atkinson of North Sydney. Dear Paul, could you please have Erling describe himself on the air? Erling? Come on.
Well... 6'1", dark hair. Paul, we don't really have time for this sort of thing.
Look, all they want to know is, are you fertile? Do you have a car and a job?
Yes.
Ding! Eligible on all three counts, lady listeners.
Dana Sheldrake of Edmonton asks, Paul, what was it that shaped you into the man you are today?
Dana, it's a volatile cocktail of fundamentalist Roman Catholicism, Tinseltown greed, South American contraband, and a couple of bullets to the head. Doug Telleck of somewhere in email land wonders, what are the plans for the impending disaster on Grand Funk Island? The humongous battery is only capable of delivering power until the year 2000.
Talk about your Y2K problem.
What kind of filth are you getting on with?
Y2K, year 2000.
Oh, I confused it with the lubricant. Will an alternate source of power be in place by then? He continues. What will you do with the tons of mercury? If it starts leaking, will this create a monumental disaster? Will it cost millions to clean it up? Where will the money come from? Whose problem is it anyway? Got any idea, Erling?
No clue.
Me neither. Sorry, Doug. Well, that's it, folks. We are right out of time. There's so many here that we didn't get to. We should do this again before the season's out.
Well, you think you can remember where you buried all the letters?
Yes, I know where they are. Thanks to everyone who wrote in. And if your letter was used on the show today, you will be receiving a fabulous BCN t-shirt. Thanks to Erling Biggs for his assistance and to Hollow Stuffett, our man of the buttons. The director of radio at the BCN is Ish Lundrigan. My name is Paul Maugham.
My name is Erling Biggs.
Join me again next week for the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.